Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing the chapter on the emphasis on the obligation of discharging zakat and also explaining the virtue of zakat and related matters as far as zakat is concerned. So up till now we did the ahadith showing us the high rank that zakat enjoys as far as deen is concerned. We spoke about it being part of the five pillars of Islam, and then yesterday we did the hadith wherein a man from Najd came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His hair was disheveled. We could hear his voice, but we couldn't understand what he was saying until he came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about Islam. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that it is to perform the five times salah. And then he asked Rasulullah, do I have to do anything more? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, unless you want to do optional salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and to fast in the month of Ramadan. He said, O Rasulullah, do I have to do any more than this? He replied, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, unless you want to observe optional fast. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then mentioned zakat. So here, to show us how high in rank zakat is, that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned salah, he mentioned fasting, and then he mentioned zakat. So then this person asked, do I have to give any other charity? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, unless you want to give optional charity. So yeah, what it means is any other charity is incumbent upon me, is necessary upon me, the same with salat and the same with fasting. So this hadith here that we did yesterday also shows us the high rank that zakat enjoys as far as Islam is concerned. So continuing, these hadiths that we are doing now is showing us the importance of zakat. عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعث معاذا رضي الله عنه إلى اليمن فقال أدعهم إلى شهادة أن لا إله إلا الله وأني رسول الله فإنهم أطاعوا لذلك فأعلمهم أن الله تعالى افترض عليهم خمس صلوات في كل يوم وليلة فإنهم أطاعوا لذلك فأعلمهم أن الله افترض عليهم صدقة تؤخذ من أغنيائهم وترد على فقرائهم متفق عليه. حضرت عبداللہ بن عباس رضی اللہ عنہما narrated رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم sent حضرت معاذ رضی اللہ عنہ to Yemen. So yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was discharging an envoy sending حضرت معاذ رضی اللہ عنہ as a governor, sending him as a governor to Yemen, not as an envoy, as a governor to Yemen, saying, Rasulullah now is giving me advice that you are going there to govern. In other words, you're going to be representing me on that side. So he's giving him advice, what we normally know as a hidayat bayan, giving him some advices at the time of leaving. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anhu that invite them, invite those people of Yemen to testify that there's none worthy of worship except Allah and that I am the messenger of Allah. So he's sending him with simple messages, but very, very important. So the first is that when you go to Yemen, invite those people that there is none worthy of worship except Allah Ta'ala and that I am the messenger of Allah. If they accept this, then inform them that Allah Ta'ala made five times daily salah compulsory upon them. Again, here we're seeing how important salah is. Very, very important. Second thing that Hazrat Mu'adh radiallahu anh is being told by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after shahadat is that inform them about the five times daily salahs being compulsory upon them. If they accept this, then inform them that Allah Ta'ala has made zakat compulsory on them and it is to be taken from their rich and given to the poor amongst them. So yeah, the third thing is zakat. Again, we see how important zakat is. One point we take out from this hadith is this part which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that تُؤْخَذُ مِنْ أَغْنِيَائِهِمْ وَتُرَدُّ عَلَىٰ فُقَرَائِهِمْ, that zakat will be taken from their rich and given to the poor amongst them, given to their poor. From this, ulama explained that the best zakat is to be discharged locally. In other words, from the rich of the area to be given to the poor of the area. Often you get calls for zakat donations overseas. There's something that's needy overseas. There's some catastrophe or there's something that happened overseas and the poor. So then ulama explained that if the need at that time is more, there's a genuine need that is more on that side, then at that time to give overseas and all, there's no harm. But the actual thing is a person should be giving in his own community. In other words, the rich of a community empowers the poor of the same community. This is the afzal, this is the best. However, at times you will get situations where there's catastrophes, there may be an earthquake, there may be a flood, there may be something, and there's a high need at that time for the poor people there. They probably don't have any homes, there's no medical, so they are in very, very serious needs. At that time, then it will be permissible to give people overseas. However, if there's a need locally, this should be given preference. So the hadith shows the importance of zakat and explains that the best is to distribute it locally. The hadith also indicates that those who are new to Islam should be gradually introduced to Islam. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't give heavy, heavy details, long, long bayans. Just simple things he told Hazrat Muaz radiallahu anhu, go and explain to the people simple things, because the level of digestion of people is not so easy. It's not so easy for people to digest so many things at one time. Show them gradually what is Islam. Show them the important things so that they can accept. Again, here it shows us the high rank and the high importance of zakat in our deen. That from amongst the three things that Hazrat Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Hazrat Muaz, one of them was zakat. May Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of discharging our zakat, making, being very particular about it. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq also of doing it correctly. As we go on, inshallah, we'll explain some masail also of zakat. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.